Earnest is 2021, the year of execution. In order to execute, we have to have information. And the number one place to get the information, EYL University. Shadi, tell them what we bring in.
Yes, EYL University has been reloaded. We already have 100 past webinars. We already have weekly webinars. We already have our private investment group on Facebook. We already have monthly financial planning calls. We already have bi-weekly real estate calls. But what has been added to EYL University this year is access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, which walks you through the home buying process from A to Z. And what also has been added, breaking news alert. Yeah, everybody always asks to be in our group
chat.
How do
I get in there? How
and
I get in
when this? We talk about all the investment plays that we are making, we are going to have investment calls, group chat calls with me, Troy, and the whole team, and walk you through our plays that we're making and give you insight into our portfolios. All of that for 75% off. That's right. We are doing a blowout sale, 75% off for a limited time only. Go to EYLUniversity.com right now and sign up.
See you on the other side.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice. Make sure you have your notepads ready, but more importantly, make sure you're ready to execute on the information.
Let's talk about Microsoft. This is another one that we've talked about. Ian has talked about forever since he's actually come on the podcast 6 months ago. Apple and Microsoft was his two favorite companies.
Going back to episode 70.
Yeah. So they actually just had some good news as well. So who wants to take that conversation?
I'll just start with the upgrade, right? And so a few analysts have picked, not even just a few, majority of analysts, if you follow their predictions for, and people will say, they'll take the predictions with a grain of salt, but majority of analysts have predicted Microsoft as a stock of 2021. Analysts have upgraded the price from 250 to 270.
I'm on at 283.
Right? And so, like, if you know Microsoft, you know Azure is here, you know the cloud service is here, mm-hmm. you know what they're doing in gaming, you know what they're doing in computing. I mean, why wouldn't you love Microsoft?
Sometimes people just want stocks that will make them seem smarter. And I'm fine with that. I just want to provide. So for me, my end game is just to have security and be able to provide for my baby. Xander, if you're still up watching, go to bed. I love you. But I don't care about picking the stock from Nova Scotia that was brought here through a seed round. That's cute. Like, the thing is, like, when it's time to pay bills, I want to be able to pay them, give the pin, security code, and it goes through. Everything else, all the other Q shit, I don't care about. So when you're looking at the biggest companies, like, it's the same thing. If, like, the Knicks could have drafted Jordan, maybe if Dolan was there, he wouldn't have. But it would have been the right thing to do. And that's why I always tell you guys, just draft the best companies. Like, you don't have to make this so complicated. Like, if you would not want to drive a Ford, mm-hmm. it should not be the thing that you put in your portfolio. But right. also too, go look at how many revenue sources they have for mm-hmm. stock club members. I gave you guys a little gem too about like a percentage of something. Go look at that. Also, you have to go look at future prospects. So they may not be Tesla, but if they help GM get into
exactly,
the
I was gonna
space,
say that.
That is gonna be a huge edge for them. And then also on the corporate side, like people are not switching over to Macs at an alarming rate. People are still using either Docs or Microsoft mm-hmm. Office for that. So a lot of stuff is common sense, but we want to
overcomplicate it
and make it more.
Complicate the vibe. That's a fact. And what you would say, I was going to say the EV market too, right? Yeah. Like, and so you can see some of these large cap companies are getting into the EV market in a different way, right? So like when you see rumors of Hyundai and Apple, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then you see like 2 weeks later, uh-huh. you see the GM and Microsoft move.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that everybody's getting into the space. Which is why we spoke about, yo, think about the technology that it takes to have an EV. If everybody's getting into space, somebody has to make the parts for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the electric car situation, the self-driving car situation with Microsoft, that came out. Mm-hmm. And once again, when Microsoft goes up, it's one of these things where it's not just Microsoft that goes up. Mm-hmm. QQQ goes up. Yep. XLK goes up. Yep. Franklin Diamond Tech Fund goes up. A lot of these different ETFs and funds that we spoke about. And this is why it's good to diversify and not put all your eggs in one basket, because it's like you can get exposure. And this is another investment strategy we talked about before, where you can take like an ETF or a fund and take the top performing ones mm-hmm. and actually cherry pick. So you take a a QQQ. Well, QQQ, everyone is top performing, but you take like a XLK, and you know the top holdings of the XLK is like Microsoft and
Apple. Microsoft.
Apple. Yep. So you have XLK for broad range diversification, just in case anything could happen, just in case Microsoft or Apple, you know, doesn't really perform at that highest level. But then you also balance it out with the individual stocks of Apple and Microsoft. And now you have Apple, Microsoft stocks, but you also have the ETF. The ETF is going to give you more broad range exposure and more diversification. It's a safer play where the individual stocks is just going to be more singular. So now you kind of, you diversified your portfolio. You could do the same thing if you're doing stocks, if you're doing options, same thing. So that's something that I do personally. Yeah. I have XLK, but I also have Microsoft and I have Apple. I also have QQQ. So I like to diversify and not have just all singular stocks. I'm comfortable with the ETFs, but the big boys, the ones that's really moving the market, I feel more comfortable with that.
If you go look at what fund managers are investing in, it's an easy hack. So if I'm sitting down with Andy Reid, Andy Reid's like, Pat Mahomes probably would be better than Brady. And if I have a chance to draft him, why the hell am I going to Weber State? Shout out to everybody at Weber State. And drafting their backup quarterback when Andy was like, yo, Pat is the guy. So I feel like sometimes we got to at one point talk about the self-sabotage that people do. Because not everyone invests to make money. Some people are doing it to gamble. But if you know that there's a clear player, and these guys have billions of dollars in the market, and they're looking at these top 10. And the top 10 holdings have not changed that much over the last 15 years. Why are you trying to reinvent the wheel? Why are you trying? But like, and on the other hand, you guys love Kathy, but hate Bill Ackman or David Tepper. And the performance has been somewhat similar, or like not listen to the advice that you've gotten here, or it's not as complicated as people make it. Like, look at the top 25. Get there. You don't want, like back in the day when I had like six rounds, and you don't want the seventh or best. So once you get to like 75 through 100 out of top one, you don't even in Dow 30, once you get to like the last 15, they aren't as good as the top five that are there.
Yeah.
So just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Or you can do whatever you choose to do and suffer that fate that you suffered this morning.
Even like ARK, that's why I feel more comfortable with ARK than Tesla. I mean, Tesla, obviously I believe in Tesla, but it's such a volatile situation where ARK, it has Tesla exposure, but it balances out with other companies. So, you know,
once, it depends on your personality type.
Yeah.
Because if you want aggressive growth, you have to pick and you have to deal with the pain that comes with that. But when you go back and do your research and know, it's no different than like playing ball. Like if you know you're going to average 35, but some team is going to clamp you up, you only get 22. At some point, you're going to move back up to the average. But I think the most people, when they have fear, it's because they haven't done the research behind it. Like go on Finamize, go on Yahoo Finance, go on CNBC Pro, and it'll be able to tell you what the average returns are. So,
yeah. And for those of y'all that are into ARK and into the ARK fund, the ARKW, the chain is finally extended. It's out to September now. So just a little tidbit. It is the 9 o'clock hour, and so we got to give the earnings. It's a big week, man. I'm excited for this week. I've been waiting for this week for a while now, like I said. So let's go over some of the earnings that'll be happening this week. Tomorrow morning, before the opening, we have 3M, Johnson & Johnson, and American Express.
Johnson & Johnson
is big. So. And they're trying to rush their vaccine to, they said that their vaccine might be one shot. So we'll see.
That's a good one.
That's different. All right, in the after closing, we got some big boys. We got the big boys. AMD will be reporting. Microsoft will be reporting, and we got financials. Capital One will be reporting after closing tomorrow. On Wednesday, Shadi's former favorite, Boeing, will be reporting. They had another accident. Prayers to everybody that lost somebody in that accident. After Wednesday's our day. After 4 o'clock, Apple will be reporting. Tesla will be reporting. Facebook will be reporting. ServiceNow will be reporting. That is Wednesday after the bells closed. And on Thursday, we got some more airlines, American Airlines, Southwest, which we really like. McDonald's will be reporting. Always interested to see what they do. And Visa, one of the financials. And on Friday before opening, we got Cat, Honeywell, and Eli Lilly will be reporting. This is the first time that Honeywell's reporting since being at it, right? To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.